In 5, 4, 3. Oh, we don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, we don't?
You don't know why?
Because we figured out how to record at the same time.
Hey, I can't be expected to know things.
Technological advancements include 2 new mics, one of which we cannot get working, right, and a pillow between us on the table.
The space in between us.
Improved quality.
I have this mic in my hand. I feel like a pop star.
A pop star.
What's that Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso?
Espresso? I think that's the song of the summer.
Really?
Honestly, Arenado, that's the me espresso.
For me, it is Spite by Omar Apollo.
I don't know that song.
I'm going to play it for you immediately.
Okay.
Because it's sunny outside and that's how I feel.
Yeah. What about Wait For Your Love?
Who sings that? Hold
Ariana.
On. Ari. Yeah.
Yellow.
She just did a live performance.
Really? Where?
I saw a clip of it on Instagram and the girlies were only talking about her body. It was really weird.
That's annoying. I went to brunch in WeHo this morning with some friends, mm-hmm, and they played Ariana in the diner for like over an hour straight.
Right.
Loved it.
Her album's not even an hour long.
No, it was like old Ari, like samplings from all of her.
Okay.
From all of her.
Popcorn Ari. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a chicken and waffle joint near my gym,
uh-huh,
and they blast music and it's always good. When Cowboy Carter came out, they were playing that on repeat.
Love it.
Not kidding.
Remember when we used to work at Redacted and it would just be Folklore?
Did we ever actually revealed where we used to work?
I don't think we need to.
I'm just wondering.
I don't think we have.
Okay. Keep like, on wondering, bitches.
Like we want to keep our names like clean in the coffee.
I
community.
Was actually going to suggest that we go over there today.
Why?
To get a burrito.
If I'm really hungry, I'll crave a burrito, but sometimes
I haven't ordered food from there ever. I mean, I stole plenty. Sorry, I had my shift meal plenty of times.
I had my shift pastry and dutifully wrote it down, mm-hmm, the shift meal log that we had.
Right.
And that Max Rand like always made sure that we like, mm-hmm, did.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he was responsible.
Responsible manager.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now we've moved on.
Speaking of moving on, would you like to move on into the episode?
Of course. Hello, my name's Taylor.
My name is Taylor.
And welcome back to another episode of
No Follow-Up Questions. The show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s. Biggest blunder, I can only see your eyes because of the pillow in between us.
It's kind of funny.
If you guys could see this like scuffed rig in between us, you'd laugh. You'd do a little ha-ha.
We never claimed that this was a professional setup.
No, never once.
But the vibes are good today. Vibe check?
Vibe checks are good.
Yeah.
I have the most unholy concoction of vibe-only medicinals inside my body. We got the SSRI. I've got magnesium, vitamin D. There's a little melatonin left in there. I was drunk yesterday, uh-huh, and high.
Uh-huh.
Vibes are high.
I made
sure of it.
It's 420 today when we're recording this.
Happy 420 to all those that celebrate.
Yeah. When the weed tell me to get scared. But also sometimes the weed tells me to chill out a little bit. Sometimes when I'm high, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wait, I'm pretty.
No work.
I love and then that. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die someday.
When you know the meme of like men get high once and develop empathy, developing empathy towards yourself is also a part of that. So
interesting.
You know, I am just a person living life and trying my best.
Maybe I should smoke more.
My current high, like happy is I'll look around my nicely decorated room and I'll be like, I actually do like this little life.
I think I like this little life.
My life is great. It's other people that fuck it up.
Period. My life is great and I fuck it up.
Yeah. Yes. And
my life is great. Well, and like, what if I actually like created something to get freaked out about?
What if I actually force myself to spiral mentally until only I remained?
That's what mental illness love.
Hmm.
But we're going to resist,
mm-hmm,
the urge to spiral.
No one's spiraling. I feel great. The sun is out. It's over 70 degrees on a weekend.
It's summer, baby.
For the first fucking time.
I know. I saw people complaining about like, oh my God, it's only sunny and nice recently in LA, like during the weekdays. And it's like rainy on the weekends. But for me, I'm like, there's no sense of time or space. Right. And I can't go anywhere anyway, unless my boyfriend carts me out to his backyard.
Aww, he just wheels you out on a dolly and is like, she's here, everyone. He's out of breath. What if, so I read a headline, didn't read the article or fact check the actual headline. But I'm taking it as truth. It's rained more in LA this year than it has in Seattle.
I did actually see that factoid as well.
Right. Did you do any background investigation either?
Mm-mm, just took it at face value.
If it's online, it has to be true. Mm-hmm. So.
The streets are saying
that's correct.
A TikTok I saw.
That is correct. Do you know my favorite TikTok person right now? TikTok people?
Who?
Oh, what's her name? Ayame? She, you know those like videos of people like throwing stuff on the ground and they shatter?
Yeah.
Or like the presses and they crush things? Love she those. Just rates them. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Maybe. She's I feel like British, I know her.
She's mixed.
I feel like I know pretty. Her if I saw
her. Her and the guy Yuval. Do you know Yuval?
Actually, is he the one who dances?
No. This will be people who... He'll stitch videos of people saying like, guess where I am? And then he cuts it off. And then he like... To the room.
Oh, wait, yeah, I do know him.
We'll find people. But they've scary. Been developing like a funny little like, she's like, find me. Find me if you dare. And then he does.
Oh my
and
God, it's
like,
flirting.
I'm twirling my hair and kicking my feet right now.
That's like the guy like finding people is me when I used to be on dating apps and would like find a man on the internet from his like first name.
Do you think that is a skill that you've lost now that you're out of the game?
It's like I,
because you don't have to do it for work either.
I will like, I do have the itch, the urge to use it still. So then I start to use it in unhealthy ways. Mm. And yeah, like do I want to talk? I don't know. I'll go through my boyfriend's like following on Instagram and be like, who is she?
You're editing this. So
and then I make up a story in my head. You get mad for no reason.
I've been doing it with like low-level celebrities lately or like influencers for work. I had to do it for Paul Mescal. And then I remembered you told me that he has a like a Finsta basically.
Yeah.
And no one else in the office could figure that out. And I was like,
Oh my God, I got this. I also like to still use it when I suspect that either an influencer or somebody that I like know tangentially, like I think that they've broken up with somebody. I like figure it out from their like social media clues. I'm like, it's been like, you know, this amount of time since they last posted each
other.
They've
been together.
Yeah.
Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Are the streets
saying?
What's
the truth? I don't know. She's been mighty alone lately. Mm-hmm. She's been working.
She's been on that Challengers red carpet. I'm excited for
Next
Challengers.
Week. Can we go watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I needed.
So speaking of giving life meaning, I had an idea that I want to.
Right.
I had an idea that I want to start celebrating stuff.
Such as like what?
Like
today, 420.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, like I completed my spring semester.
Congrats. You did it. You did it well? Question mark.
I'm waiting for my grades to be back.
Literally against all odds.
Against all odds. Got injured. Fell into a deep depression, but I still like finished.
You turned that bitch out.
Yeah. So I want to, you know, celebrate stuff like that. And like, oh my God, like I got my internship placement. Like I didn't like celebrate that, you know?
Well, we're going to go get Margs right after this.
Yeah. So that'll be a celebration.
We're going to celebrate. We have a lot of things to celebrate.
And
you don't know why? Cause you've been stuck in the house and I haven't been able to interact with you.
Yeah. I'm like taking, like I'm experimenting with walking.
So 2B is the question.
Okay, so
you're gonna fuck up, and they're gonna tell you 4 more weeks.
No.
Be careful.
No. My parents have both been sharing my X-rays and my progress with their like orthopedic surgeon friends that they know and colleagues, and like they've been filtering down advice.
We pass around memes. They pass around people's x-rays.
Literally. My dad's like, send me another view of the x-ray.
Send x-rays, babe.
He's literally like, send x-rays. And he's like, next time you get x-rays, like, ask them to take like this view of it. I'm like, shut up. Gregory, like,
instead of a boudoir shoot, it's just like the x-ray room.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Talk orthopedic to me.
One time I had to get an MRI because I had like knee pain. Mm-hmm.
I need that.
Yeah. And I did the MRI, and this is at like a whatever hospital like near my hometown, and I look up and look in the room and my dad's in there like reading the MRI.
Is he allowed in there?
Just let himself in. He's okay. Reading. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I belong here.
But having like doctor parents gives me like a false sense of I think I know stuff.
But you probably know more than the average person.
And I also like it gives me a little bit of like, I tend to kind of like push the boundaries a little bit. If you're my adjuster at workers' comp insurance, don't listen to this. But like, I know that like a lot of the stuff that the guidelines, they say like, okay, non-weight bearing for 4 weeks.
Right.
That's a general guideline.
Sure.
You know, like some people may need longer. Some people may like.
What do you need?
And that's the thing. I just want to like listen to my
listen body. To your body.
But I'm getting mad at my boyfriend because he's like, Taylor, don't walk. Don't hurt yourself. And like, fuck you. It's
don't my body.
Don't worry,
kitten. I can carry you.
And I'm like, you're getting something out of me needing your help, right? You like it. And he's like, I literally don't.
We've created this narrative.
I know. I was like, do you resent me for having to take care of me? And he's like, no, but you resent being taken care of. And I was like,
that's so violent.
Gagged.
That's so
gagged.
But is he wrong?
No.
Obsessed with people seeing and like understanding us.
Yeah, no, the way that I pretend that I'm like so perceptive because I take like little bits of evidence and then blow them up into a big narrative in my head. And I think I'm like so like, oh my God, uncovering truth. And then he reads me by just accurately perceiving reality in a way that I can't seem to do.
No, game recognizes game. That's right.
Honestly.
What's more valuable, recognizing the actual truth or inventing your own out of nothing?
Recognizing the actual truth.
Okay, might be more valuable. That's the wrong question. Let me phrase this in a way that makes it fun. What is more of a skill, I'll say? Because to me, to turn a story out is like...
I know.
Shakespeare could never...
Yeah, and I'm excited because I'm going to literally be like narrative therapy girly. So we're going to talk about people's like narratives about themselves, right, about others, about society, all that stuff. So shit that I'm good at, but I just have to not like collude with clients when they like say something.
Collude?
Yeah, that's actually a thing.
That's funny. I love learning about therapy and just thinking about how you would react to what I just saw on
like
TikTok.
as your friend, I'm like, oh my God, like I agree with you because I'm toxic. But as like a therapist, I'd be like, I think we should look at the facts.
We're going to talk about this offline, but I just got a new therapist because my old therapist, breach alert, there was a weird situation. Anyway, So the first one I just talked, I unloaded. I was like, here's what you missed on Glee.
Yeah, PowerPoint.
Right. The second one, she's like, so I've been thinking about what you told me and like, here's where I'm coming from, and read me.
I love that.
So aggressively in a way that a therapist hasn't in a while.
And you wanted
like,
that?
Yeah. I was like, I needed this. And you're so right.
I think you're like pretty, like you're self-aware.
I have enough. The ability to think critically about myself, mm-hmm. plenty, mm-hmm. and I will, mm-hmm. have and will continue to. What I need someone to do is to be like, hey, you're thinking about it this way. Maybe try thinking about it this mm-hmm. way.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Stop it. Get some help. Speaking of getting help, I was high. And when I get high around Adam, he doesn't smoke, but he gets stupid. He like stupid comes out. So it feels like we're both high together, which is really fun. But out of nowhere, one time, and I literally wrote this down, he was like, do you think we both have autism and we don't know it because we both have autism?
The way I've been trying to die. I've been diagnosing. I really have been.
You're not allowed to do that yet.
I'm not.
Also, don't people have to take tests?
Yeah, but like there are some traits.
Would some you traits say that I, can observe. That I have autistic qualities? Yes or no?
No.
Damn. It would explain a lot. So I guess I'll have to keep searching.
I don't think you're autistic.
I don't think so either.
Sorry to disappoint.
I know. It's like that ticket to like being interesting is now taken away from me.
Don't take my word for it though. Go get yourself assessed if you're really interested. Go for it.
Anyway, there. Sorry, I keep reading this as Breedville, and that's not what it is. You're.
So my mom was here. She like really did an overhaul of my apartment. Mm-hmm. I have that exact same. So currently the pillow that's between us is resting on a box that contains a hot water like kettle. Mm-hmm. I have the exact same one. She just couldn't figure out how to use it. So she thought it was broken. So she bought me a new one. That is the exact same.
Can you take it back?
I didn't order it. So
did you tell her?
Yep.
And she just said, keep it. It's time to re-gift.
So now I just have two kettles. But this one says it has a soft top.
Hey. And yours works fine?
Yep. It's just like the button is a little like sticky. So she like was like, oh my God, Taylor, it's broken. I'm like, no, you just have to like push it like this. And she's
everyone
like,
needs a soft broken. Top in their life, Taylor.
It's, I know. It's been, time. Shout out to my soft top. Love you. So we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
In the space and spaces.
Do you want to start with pop culture?
Let's start with pop culture. So Miss Taylor Allison Swift.
Sure.
Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah. Have I listened? No.
I did a listening party yesterday by myself.
Right. A listening party. It's just me and my headphones.
Me in my apartment. She dropped like what she said is like a 2-part album.
Okay.
It's 31 songs total.
That's insane.
31 songs.
How long is it?
Like over 2 hours.
I didn't even know you could do that.
So
31 songs.
31 songs. So I've been like, I listened to everything once through and then I've been kind of like the favorites that have like stuck out to me. I've been like replaying a little bit today. Right. There are some songs that I really like. And then there are some songs that I'm like, take it or leave it.
Okay.
I'm not like, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. This is not my favorite of her albums. Mm-hmm. Nor do I think it is like a complete flop. But a lot of the criticism that she's been getting from like music critics, people online is like, oh, it's too verbose. It's like too much content. It's like too whatever.
It's interesting the choice to not edit it down.
Yeah, I think it could have been edited because...
Do you think it would have been stronger if it was edited?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some like really, really good songs on there, but I think they're getting just like lost.
Right.
In the sauce of like 31 songs.
Okay, I've heard a few things. Mm-hmm. A lot of her songs got leaked beforehand on Twitter. And so people were already like girl, this is... like a 15-year-old in her love diary. This is a little weird. Some of the lyrics that she had. But like, that's always been Taylor Swift, if we're honest. And I think that's why people love her.
Yeah.
Because it's like approachable, maybe. I've heard that this album isn't it, but it feels like maybe like the offshoots between Folklore and Midnight.
I agree with that.
It's like, these are songs that didn't make the cut for those or something like that. Or she was in that headspace. Mm-hmm. But 31 songs does feel like, oh, I've just been sitting on all this music and might as well release it.
I don't know. I think it all feels cohesive to me.
My question is, why not make it a 2-part album or like batch them together? Because then the album, the smaller album has a higher chance of like performing in a way that music needs to perform. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like Tierra Whack, instead of putting out a big album, I want to say it was last year, 2 years ago, she put out smaller EPs at the same time, but they were all like a different vibe.
I think I honestly get the vibe from this that she like just did this kind of like for herself. not like, I don't know. It feels like really personal. It feels like brain dump kind of. Mm. And we all thought that this album was obviously going to be about the end of her 6-year relationship with Joe Alwyn. Mm-hmm. However, it is mostly about her situationship with Maddie Healy. So
these are recent.
Yeah, very okay. recent. But for those of you who aren't aware, after Taylor and Joe, news of Taylor and Joe's breakup came out last year in April, that summer she was spotted with Maddie Healy for a month. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, because he's
the open letter
yeah. to Taylor Swift, stop dating him. He's problematic. Right. He is problematic, but who amongst us?
Yeah.
So
you without sin cast the first stone.
Exactly.
Me but throwing stones at
the gag is they actually apparently had a thing 10 years ago.
Oh.
So this was they had a situationship before. It ended. Then she was with Joe for 6 years. Then after that ended, reconnected. So this is a decade of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think she was into his tortured poet vibe.
Okay.
And made her feel interesting and made her feel like.
Has anyone done a wellness check on Maddie?
He's fine.
Okay. You're right. You're
so right. I'm almost he's probably enjoying it.
Because Swifties do attack people.
Oh yeah. I think he can.
Withstand. Okay.
He doesn't give a fuck. But it's really interesting. I haven't had a situationship in a while.
Right.
So I can't super personally relate to it as strongly maybe, but, it's good. It's it's cool. It's fun sonically. I think she talks a lot on the album about how she feels this pressure from her fans to perform and to do things perfectly and the churn of the fame machine. Mm. And she addresses the backlash she got from being with Maddie Healy. Yeah. And then the songs about Joe are whew, really sad.
Sad for her, sad for him, sad for the loss of the relationship.
Sad. There's the one called So Long London, mm-hmm. which is shit just got too, it's just resentful and died between them, whatever. But then she has another song later in the album called The Black Dog, which is about how he forgot to unshare his location with her. And she saw him go into a bar called The Black Dog and she started spiraling about it. And I was relatable. Relatable.
Girl. Okay. My thing is, I did not know it was that many songs.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking is my coworker is going to be insufferable. This
week. Oh yeah.
but I have a hard enough time keeping up with a 16, 17 song album, mm-hmm. remembering the order and the songs. It's are they all full length songs?
Yeah.
That's so much.
I can foresee some,
maybe she's going to take a long break after this.
Mm-hmm. I hope for her sake. I think some Taylor Swift albums are put on the whole album start to finish. Mm. I think this one's going to be a one where I have my favorites yeah. and return to those and maybe add those to a different playlist or something, but maybe not do the whole
got it.
Album.
Do you think she's going to go on tour again?
I don't know. I don't know. I think she still has more dates for the Eras tour.
Mm.
And I don't know if she's going to incorporate mm-hmm. this era. I feel like she might play some of the songs as she does this thing every night where she picks a couple songs that are not in her regular set list and does them acoustic.
Got it.
So I feel like she'll probably do some of these acoustic. Yeah.
Well, cute and fun.
But that's
okay. So you've listened to Beyonce.
Yeah.
You've listened to Ari. Mm-hmm. You've listened to Taylor. Mm. Have you listened to who else has come out with albums? I've listened to Tori Kelly, had an album.
I know Casey Musgraves has.
Casey Musgraves. I haven't
listened to that one though.
It's been playing at work, but I haven't turned it on. Uh-huh. But I've heard it's pretty good. Lizzie McAlpine.
Uh-huh. I haven't listened to that.
I'm trying to think who else has an album right now. Of the big three, mm-hmm. rank them. prank them.
I think I personally like Eternal Sunshine the best. I think Cowboy Carter is like the album of the year contender.
Okay.
It's my vote for album of the year.
Okay.
And then T Swift is just, I always have a soft spot for her.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm putting Cowboy Carter first. Uh-huh. As a body of work, I think it is more impactful than Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, Eternal Sunshine, no skips. It's a great album. Sorry, I have something in my eye. And then I cannot muster up the courage. 31 songs.
Do you want me to like send you like my favorite like
You've five? Been teasing this for, send me your favorite five of all time. Taylor.
Can I send you one from each album?
If that's how you want to break it down.
That will be 11 songs.
Oh, I'll do it for you.
Okay. I will do it.
Okay.
But they'll be my favorite.
Threatening to send it to their switch. On a smaller scale, we talked about the song of the summer. Tyla put out an album. That's who it was. You know who Tyla is? Make me sweat.
Oh, yeah. Tyla. I don't like that song. Sorry.
Her album is No Skips also.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe but it has that song on it if you don't like it.
I don't like that song. Maybe I'll give it a listen. Song? I don't know. I just
Did
like
you try it. The dance?
Fuck no.
No. It's not too late.
It's too late for me. How much is a dance? I can't even walk.
That's a mindset that we have to overcome, I think. We can't have you re-entering the world and not having rhythm anymore, you know?
I don't know if I ever had it to begin with.
I've actually rarely seen you dance. Interesting.
Interesting.
We used to do some crazy shit, though. Do you remember the Trixie show?
Oh my God, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should be fun again this
summer.
We
need to be outside.
Okay, so should we transition to our summer bucket lists?
Yeah. My other pop culture,
oh, yeah.
I don't really care to talk about.
Okay. So speaking of doing things and being outside this summer,
right?
We told you guys last week, last episode, that we were going to talk about our summer 2024 bucket list items. So I'll just popcorn back and forth.
Yeah. Pick. You're like, these are unique to Taylor. Mm-hmm. Not everyone else is going to have these on your bucket list.
Uh-huh.
Because I have the like, go to the beach.
Yeah.
Mine are special though. Mine are.
Okay. I do have like some like kind of.
Okay.
Mine are pretty much like kind of basic, but I wanted to do like the spirit of the.
Before we get into the bucket list of 2024, what's the overall theme this summer? Like what's the vibe? I feel like last summer I wanted to just like do what made me happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just like want to, I know it's going to be a really busy summer for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I, instead of just like in my free time, like rotting, I want to like do stuff. And I feel like I've had my absolute fill of rotting.
Sure. Anti-gremlin mode.
I just want to like do fun things, celebrate, be carefree, be silly.
Carefree celebrations.
Yeah.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Just live off
the name of this chapter.
But my first item on my summer bucket list is relearn how to walk.
Mm. You already started.
Yeah. Definitely been a.
Do you have to see a physical therapist afterwards?
Probably.
Damn.
I know.
Well, think about it. In a year from now, you'll have like an ankle of steel because it'll have healed, right?
I don't know. I don't think it works like that.
Oh.
I don't think your bones like grow stronger back together. I think it's kind of like weaker.
I thought that was the whole.
That's muscles.
No, if your you have to rebuild the muscle. The bone is like calcifying or some shit. I'm not a biologist. I never took anatomy. Anyway.
Okay.
I support you and I'm ready to walk.
Thank you.
With you.
Thank you.
I want to lose 10 pounds.
Goodbye.
I have lost 10 pounds.
Oh my God.
I noticed this morning. I was like, oh, because I've been going to the gym.
Yeah.
Working out 900 calories every workout twice a week. Wow.
Jeez.
Plus hiking and whatnot. So like it's about damn time.
That'll do it. How do you feel?
I just, I have the like residual hate my body still, mm-hmm. but I'm happy to see progress finally.
Yeah.
Cause it's been a while and, my metabolism isn't what it used to be. Turning 30 fucking sucks. It's really fun, but it also is like your body starts to do things that it never has done before. Mm-hmm. I did a squat the other day and my knee like popped.
Oh,
I have to see a doctor about my fucking knee. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I can't fall asleep anymore.
Interesting.
What are we doing?
Interesting.
It's not the vibes that I signed up for.
I love to be old.
Hmm.
Okay. Another one that I want to do is I want to celebrate Pride this year. Every year I say I'm going to celebrate Pride and I don't do it.
Did you not do it last year?
No.
You hate gay people?
Because I hate gay people, famously.
We've celebrated Pride together. We have to have. I've celebrated Pride every year.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
I don't know. I feel like I was like, work. I don't know. Something. I was doing something. I don't know.
Okay, we have to.
This year I want to like go to the parade. Like I want to like do it.
You literally live here.
I know. We can fucking walk to
It walks right past your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bet.
So let's do it.
I have Pride too, but Pride in Europe.
Wow.
I'm going to be in Europe. And then I'm going to be in New York the week after New York Pride.
Maybe some residual.
Some residual gay.
Partying.
Hopefully.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not on my bucket list, but I really want to go to New York this summer.
Do you want to meet me there in July?
Maybe. I want to go with Lucas because his sister lives there. He has friends there. I have friends there. I just saw my friend today who lives in New York. I'm like, I miss her.
Mm.
Maybe I'll pop down to DC to see Allison.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
And also, I just feel like since I've been back in school, I don't know, like it was COVID, couldn't travel, got a really intense job,
mm-hmm.
couldn't really take time off to travel, went back to school. It's been really hard to take time off. It's just been like,
you need to actually get out there.
It's really been hard to like go do stuff and mm-hmm. travel and like find time, like to get
you
time
don't
off.
Like vacation.
No, like it's been really, really rough.
That's part of, you got to get on vacation, girl.
Mm-hmm. We have to get on vacation.
You got
to
get on vacation. Yeah. I've been wanting to take a road trip. So
that could be fun.
I want an off grid desert moment.
Yeah.
Just for a weekend.
Uh huh.
Or like Big Bear by the lake.
We did Joshua Tree for like a weekend, which was really nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it just you two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love.
Really? It was really nice. It was really chill.
That's a vacation.
That's a vacation.
And how did it feel?
It's nice.
Right. Would you have done it if Lucas wasn't in your life?
No,
exactly. You got to actuate the vacation, girl.
Yeah.
You can go. I don't care.
So this one I'm actually activating next week. Get a real haircut.
You're getting a haircut
by a professional.
Short?
I'm going to freshen the bangs.
Okay.
Get official bangs.
Not the bang.
And see if the hairstylist can address some of the damage I've done to my hair. Maybe blend the layers.
Full transformation. Do you think you'll thin it out at all for summer?
Maybe. I will. That always feels good.
The queen of thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
Layers? Face framing layers?
I know I love some face framing layers, but the way I've done them, they're very choppy and not cute.
Are you going to color it all?
I'm going to get like a gloss.
Okay.
But yeah, I just feel like I've been like a gremlin for so long.
It's time to treat yourself.
Yeah.
And there's something about a fresh haircut that makes me feel so puss.
I know. And I haven't gotten a haircut professionally in like a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a moment of shame when I go back, when I go to the salon.
They won't shame you.
Hi. So obviously I've been cutting and coloring my own hair.
Stylists nowadays are like,
we got it, girl.
Do you mind if I touch you? What are your pronouns? I'm she, her. And I love it, but it's like, just cut the hair, girl.
Does your barber do that?
No, my barber has been cutting my hair for a while.
He's like, sit down.
We're bro-y.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go see him because he just opened his own shop.
Oh my God, cute. Aww.
Love I love the relationship winning. That I formed with this man.
Yeah.
I don't know his last name.
Aww. Your turn.
I want to get a tattoo.
Oh my God. I want to get a tattoo. I have that on my list too.
I think I want it around my birthday.
Fierce.
Oh, turning 30 is on my bucket list, by the way. Yeah. Literally turning 30. Listeners, if you have a suggestion on what this podcast becomes when I'm no longer in my 20s, sound off.
Sound off.
Sound off. Okay.
We have some ideas, but
I know what I want the tattoo to be. I need it. I want to talk to Amy because I want her to do it. And I want it. I want to I got to ask all the questions so I feel safe.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would really recommend birthday tattoos. I got birthday tattoos.
This is my first one.
This past ever. Year. It's like really fun to do it like as part of a commemorative thing.
And I feel like it'll be like, at the end of the day, like I want her art on my body. I think that's really cool. And then we talked, not that tattoos need to mean anything, but like,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
So
of course. Oh my God. Cool. Yeah. I really want to get a tattoo too. I'm getting that tattoo itch. 'Cause it's been 7 months.
Where's your next one going?
I don't know. I want one of Amy's flash pieces or something. I have like ideas, but I'm just going to wait till I like crystallize on what I actually want.
Come on, cocoon stage. I said cocoon stage.
Yeah. I'm in the ideation stage.
Got it.
This is something that we are going to do together. Go thrifting.
Okay. Done.
Go thrifting.
I want to sew a shirt from scratch. I have sketches.
Oh, you're designing the shirt.
Well, it's a shirt. It's like, it's going to look like a men's shirt.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that special, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I've been watching videos.
Yeah.
Have I touched the sewing machine? No.
Let me know.
One step at a time.
If you want me to put you in contact with Debbie, who is famously.
I've been waiting to be put in contact with Debbie.
She sews.
Did she cook me pies when she was here?
She made brownies.
Interesting.
And I was like.
It's funny because I didn't get any.
I was having the recurrence of eating disorder scare because I like, obviously I'm not moving, but I'm like, I can't eat.
You
like,
paused your Equinox, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was having a scare about the brownies. I was like, Mom, you know, I can't fucking exercise.
You're like literally a month or two away from your dreams. Right?
Walking. But yeah, thrifting. I need therapist approved clothes. I sent Kai my Pinterest board.
Love. Do you want to give the title?
It's called Gay 90s Mom.
Right.
Which is, I feel like, a good excellent encapsulation vibes. Of my aesthetic.
It's Melody adjacent.
I think so. Yeah. I love her. I love
her style clothes. Is so good.
Yeah.
But also yours is less mom. You're like cool auntie.
Maybe I'll change the
Melody.
Name. Yeah.
You can, no, it's still Gay 90s Mom.
Yeah.
But no kids, is what I'm saying. Your mother without the children.
I love that.
I want to do a murder mystery party.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I've done two since living in LA.
Uh-huh.
The one that I did with you for your birthday was top tier.
Me and Rosie's birthday.
I was the detective.
Oh my God. Yeah. You had a trench coat. I feel like I remember you.
I had a trench coat and a full, like, because it was like 20s thing or something. I don't remember, but I want to do one of those. That'd be fun.
Oh my God,
normally Rosie would be the one to like organize those.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to fill a void here.
Yeah, totally. I have on mine throw a dinner party.
Oh,
maybe we could combine.
We should collab.
You should collab.
We should collab.
Because I have this like beautiful apartment now. Like I've had people over. I had people over for my Twilight themed birthday party, which was a hit. So I feel like hosting always stresses me a little bit, but I feel like I want to get
it. Was such a good time. It was excellent vibes. And all of your friends are so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun to like bring people together from different corners of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I need friend time. I need friend time.
Same.
I need friend time.
Friend time.
Because I'm like,
you've been lost in the sauce.
I've been lost in the sauce. And
the
like,
sauce is Lucas.
No, Lucas is like my BFF. And we like giggle and have so much fun fun together. But there are some things where I'm like I want to talk to him about like a pop culture thing. Or like, I'm like, girl.
This is
like,
for the girls.
Girl, don't you know like when you get your period and like blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I actually don't know. And stop talking to me about this. So it's like.
No, I feel that.
You know?
I saw Sierra. She joined me. I went to the club alone yesterday.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Oh, we forgot to talk.
Should we pause?
Let's take a pause and start a bucket list. Because my, I don't have, I have go out dancing on my summer bucket list.
Okay.
So
let me, okay.
I want to hear about
you. I made a realization yesterday. The realization is I can be brave and do things.
Yes.
And feel rewarded afterwards.
1000%.
So setting the stage, I wanted to go to watch the finale of Drag Race because I've been watching all season. It's been really fun. Mm-hmm. And watching it in person is like such a, you can't tell what's happening on TV, but the vibe is mm-hmm. excellent, right? So I get there.
Where'd you go?
I went to High Tops in Los Feliz.
Interesting.
The new WeHo.
Interesting.
I was like, let me get there early, get a little food. I invited Danny and Sierra. Sierra's never been on this podcast, but we talk about her often.
She should be on the podcast.
You guys are neighbors anyway.
Yeah.
I invited them and they like both couldn't make it.
Uh-huh. Interesting that I didn't get an invite.
Right. So all of my able-bodied friends were otherwise occupied.
That's literally discrimination.
I hadn't thought about it, but I was like, if someone bumped your foot and you like got hurt.
Yeah. If I got squished and fell over.
You got squished, yeah.
Stepped on my foot, yeah.
When I got there, I have never seen this place more crowded in my life.
Wow.
There was a line out the door people aren't leaving. Obviously, it's at capacity, so only letting people in as people come out. Mm-hmm. People weren't leaving because they're watching the show. Mm-hmm. So the show is about to start. I'm waiting in line. Let me back up. I was like, I'm going to go alone. My goal is to watch the show, grab a few drinks, just stand there and see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. So I like beat my face. I had a cute outfit. I had my boots on, so I was 7 feet tall. And so I went and stood in line and the show was about to start. So I pulled it up on my phone because I had it on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. And to the people around me, I was like, hey guys, you just want to watch on my phone? Instant friends.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like making friends with in a gay bar line,
that's so
right?
Nice.
So we get in there, the show is lit, it's fun. I get my drinks and then these people start like talking to me and like flocking around me. And before I know it, I have different people that I've been talking to in different groups. I'm just collecting the gays basically.
You're so popular.
And then after the show, the DJ at High Tops is fucking lit every time. And so I'm like dancing around, having a good time. And then Sierra shows up and I haven't seen her in like months. It's been like 2 months since I've seen her. So it was like instant kiki time with the girls. Aww. Here's what I learned. You don't have to be afraid to do things alone.
Yeah.
Social scenario, like everyone is just as anxious in there, even if they came with 16 of their friends. Mm-hmm. Like all you have to do is stand there, be mysterious, or like talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Literally either or.
Mm-hmm.
And people will like, they're happy to like, maybe that's this isn't the so same exciting. In straight bars. But
I mean, I've gone to like, sometimes if I like, I don't know, get someplace early mm-hmm. or whatever.
I feel like you're really good at it.
I do stuff. I
was trying to channel you.
I've gone to like concerts alone.
Yeah.
I've gone to like museums alone. Like
I've been to museums alone. I've been to movies alone.
Movies alone.
And I've gone to like events, like art shows or like, like one-off like performances. Mm-hmm. I've gone to the stuff alone.
Yeah, I go to plays alone a lot.
But in those scenarios, I feel like the attention isn't.
Yeah.
Like it's directed towards something.
Yeah.
A club is a little different in that, like, especially when you're not waiting or planning to meet up with someone. Like,
yeah. I haven't done that. I've never gone like out alone.
This is the first time. It was so fun.
Aww.
And I think it was fun because I was just like, I need to feel brave. I need to feel not anxious, and it turned out great. So,
oh my God, that's so exciting.
That's the energy we're bringing into the summer.
I love that.
We're doing the things that we want. I had on mine, get proper health care.
Obsessed.
Go camping. Make bread from scratch.
I have baked something on my list.
What do you want to bake?
I don't know. I feel like I never bake. I bake like once a year when I make a pie for Thanksgiving. Mm,
and it is a good pie.
But this is another like eating disorder scare where I'm like, you know, sweets are bad. Like, it's like trauma for me. So, I'm like, I don't know, like make cookies or something or like make another pie or like a,
I want to make something. Either a loaf or a focaccia.
Ooh, I feel like focaccias easier.
They're supposed to be easier. I've always told myself like my kitchen is too cluttered. And bread feels like something that like takes over. But I took a cooking class over Christmas and I made pasta, which is also something that I felt takes over. So simple.
Yeah.
It's a little flour that you have to clean up, but that's literally it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I like the idea of being intentional about cooking a new recipe or something that takes, I feel like I don't want to do something that takes like extra steps or like requires me to like get additional ingredients. I like when I cook for myself, eat pretty simply, but like there's something about like making a nice meal.
There's something about cooking without the like initial impulse to just eat it. Mm. How do I say this better? Like cooking as a way to spend time and instead of as a way to give myself food.
And I do like enjoy the process of cooking. Yeah. I find it like fun and
I always feel so cunty afterwards too. Like I did that.
I literally did that. I have do a DIY art project.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean by DIY? Aren't all art projects?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So this is kind of stemming from at the job that I cannot currently do because I'm disabled, but we sometimes like we'll do art stuff with the kiddos or like make little bracelets or whatever and or like do like art therapy. And I just like really enjoy it when I like participate.
What kind of art are you interested in doing?
I don't know. But like,
do you scrapbook? Do you make mood boards?
No, I don't do like, and I used to like be kind of into embroidery. I haven't like been embroidering that much recently. I don't know. I just kind of want to get back into doing something with my hands because it feels like good to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe like, I don't know, paint something or like,
do you want to have a sewing party?
Have a sewing party. Yeah.
I wrote that I want to write a short story.
Ooh.
I've been writing a little bit and I think whether or not it stays as a, I don't know the difference. Like it, I don't know if it's going to be a visual thing that I want to make or just words, but either way, I think I want to progress it through a short story and then maybe make it longer. Because I think there's an art to like condensing and editing.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Shots fired. I have go to Six Flags.
Wait, I have ride a roller coaster. I would love to go to Six Flags. Does Lucas like Six Flags?
I don't know if he would.
Thrill rides? Does he get nauseous easy?
I think he's like, he's so delicate.
Okay. So he can come.
Yeah.
And then we'll be roller coaster buddy.
The thing about him is like, he's like very game to do stuff.
He's a down ass bitch.
Yeah, he's down. To like for sure go.
Okay.
We talked about like,
it's so close to us.
We're not like super, I don't know, like Disneyland is a little much.
Sure. Six Flags is, it's like the opposite of the vibes at Disneyland. There are no,
I don't want to stand in the line for an hour to ride the ride. I don't want to like deal with the children. I don't want to. I mean,
you still will.
But like
Six Flags is a little bit more like, it's not young child. It's more teenager.
And
from my experience, there's obviously children at a theme park, but that's also one that I think like it's pretty easy to do a little intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Which is fun, but you need to be able to walk.
That might be an end of the summer.
End of the summer. Okay.
Kind of thing. Or that could be like a fun birthday. I don't know.
That could be fun. The thing is, I remember looking one year and like their season pass versus their day pass is like so similar in price.
Oh, interesting.
I've never been to Universal.
Oh, really?
I've lived here for almost 5 years.
Wait.
And I used to live down the street.
I've only been for Horror Nights.
Horror Nights. Great time.
And I like rode a couple rides then, but I would love to go to Universal. I've been to Disneyland literally one time. The only time I've been to the Six Flags is when it was shut down for COVID and I went there to get my vaccine.
Oh, you've never been?
No.
Okay, that one's fun. And that one's like thrill ride.
There's a Six Flags like in Illinois that I've been to, but not this one.
We have to. We simply must.
I know.
Okay.
I got my federal tax return back, so some money.
Wait, I filed my taxes. I was putting it off for a while.
Yeah.
Because my taxes are very complicated. It took me no time whatsoever. One, it's also the biggest return I've ever gotten. I've been overpaying all year.
I love
so
that.
So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. That's some birthday money.
Wear a Speedo. Ride a Speedo. Whoop.
Hey.
I want to wear a Speedo. I bought one.
Oh my God.
We're just trying to get the body to match up with the mindset.
Love that.
That's where we are.
Because I have one that's get drunk at the beach.
I have a late night drive to the beach.
Oh my God.
But maybe don't get drunk at night.
Yeah.
At the beach.
Maybe don't get drunk and drive at the beach.
No, the beach. Don't drunk and drive at all.
Don't drunk
drink
and drive.
I support that.
You can drive me to the beach where I will get drunk.
I can't drink with you at the beach?
No, you have to drive.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Do you have another one?
Visit my mom.
Hey.
What else? Oh, I want to buy a cowboy hat.
Cute.
Cowboy hats are expensive, like a nice one.
Uh-huh.
And my hair is only getting bigger, so I'm a little nervous about sizing. But I also wrote down learn a song on guitar.
You're prepping for Cowboy Carter.
I'm prepping for me potentially liking country music one day.
Oh my God, we should go to the fucking like gay line dancing they have in Echo Park.
There's a gay one?
Yeah.
There's a straight one in Hollywood. I've been to it.
It's called like stud country or whatever or something.
Wait, hot.
It's like, yeah, it's like.
I learned that tonight is the 18th anniversary of the opening of the Eagle too.
Wow.
Which doesn't mean anything to you. Have you ever been to the Eagle? No. That's where they show literal porn on the screens.
Oh.
And it's not actually like this, but it's like bears and leather.
Queer history.
This is one of the places where you pee into a trough.
Oof.
Now, is it fun? Yes. That's all.
I feel like I.
But the 18th anniversary is literally tonight.
I feel like that's a space that I wouldn't necessarily want to straighten up. You know what I mean?
Well, because there's the inside where there's the porn and the bar, but then there's the outside where there's like pool and just a bunch of people talking and smoking and like there's it's Silver Lake. It's like not
okay.
It's pretty.
So I could
very entry is pretty low. Yeah. I wanted to take a road trip and I wanted to go camping.
Okay. I want to see a concert.
What concert?
A concert.
Okay.
I want to do, like, I feel like last.
I signed up for the pre-sale for Troye Sivan and.
Troye and Charlie.
Yeah.
I really want to go.
I'm getting two tickets. So. Okay.
I love Charlie XCX.
Great.
And I love Troye Sivan. So.
I need to listen up on her full discography because I only know the hits. Mm-hmm. I know Troye pretty well though. Mm-hmm. He's a close personal friend of mine.
Yeah, me and Troye are super tight.
Right.
So I just want to see a concert. I didn't sign up for the pre-sale, so I'm happy that you did.
Hmm.
But I feel like last year was my year of like a couple big shows.
Okay.
And this year to be more like
the smaller ones.
Smaller shows.
I've been doing small shows and they've been really fun.
I want my musician friends to start playing gigs that I can go to. So
the Lucky's been putting out music.
Allegedly the Lucky was supposed to tour this year. Yeah. So
hey.
Just I'm waiting on that.
I'm going to Lizzie in May.
Are you?
And the next day is Jacob Collier.
Wow.
And then I have nothing from then until Troye would be October. And I'm praying that Beyonce doesn't release a tour anytime soon.
I feel like she'll probably do like, because there was a bit of time before after she put out Renaissance to the time she toured it, right?
Like 2 years.
So she'll probably, I feel like I'm.
There's rumors that she's going to show up at Stagecoach this week.
That would be fierce.
Which would be so cool.
That would be really
just
fierce.
Just pop up. I want to go to a bunch of small shows in Europe.
That would be fun.
I want to do that.
Like, you should. I feel like stuff there is like cheaper. Like, theater is cheaper. Like,
once you're there, it's like, I mean, even shows here aren't even that expensive. Mm-hmm. I went to a hotel cafe show and it was like 10, 15 bucks.
That stuff is fun.
Yeah.
I also, Synespia is super fun. So I want to see an outdoor movie.
Have they released their schedule?
I think so.
We should look it up.
I want to have a picnic.
Okay. Does Synespia count?
Yeah. 2-in-1.
I love a picnic. Picnic, and I can bring my guitar and annoy everyone.
Literally.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would like bash you over the head if you did that at Synespia. They'd be like, get out of here.
No, I would never do that. I'm going to write you, that's embarrassing.
They're too many
I have shame, trust me. that's kind of,
That's kind of all mine.
I wrote down fix my bike.
I want to get a new sundress.
Cute. Sundress from the thrift store?
Wherever.
Work.
Work.
Okay.
I just want a cute little dress.
Listeners, if you also want a cute little dress or if you have other things on your bucket list, let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to be posting these on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can like make it a little like comment section situation mm-hmm. or whatever. I don't know.
We should do like a blank template so people can share it on their stories and write in their
okay, own. And now you're thinking like a marketer for real.
Okay.
Okay. We don't need representation. We have you.
I can like...
You've been in the house this whole time. I haven't popped off yet. What do you have to say for yourself?
I made one TikTok.
You did. How did that do, by the way?
Not good.
Mm.
I think I'd let
VPR is dead.
VPR is... The scandals died down. Nobody gets a fuck anymore.
It's because we don't post ever. Yeah. I'm trying to force myself back into like social media. Mm-hmm. I've been making OOTDs.
You have been making OOTDs.
I've been making them.
Follow Kai for OOTDs.
Yeah, I was getting bullied by my coworker who's an influencer and she's like, you can do this. And I was like,
good for her.
I guess. So.
It seems like nobody wants to post OOTDs these days.
There's nobody.
Get your ass up and post OOTDs.
Literally am.
Oh my God. Taylor dropped a diss track about Kim Kardashian on her album. I can't believe I forgot to say that.
What do you mean a diss track?
So the title of it is called Thank You, Amy, spelled like Amy, our Amy.
Okay.
But the K and the I and the M are capitalized in the title of the song.
The queen of subtlety.
Obvious. And it's about how she's like, you fucked me over so bad. Like my mom wished like you were dead, but also like if you hadn't turned me into this like big villain, then I wouldn't like be as famous as I am today. So thank you, Amy.
I guess I don't fully understand the tea. I know there was a Kanye-ish like stuff.
Yeah. So Kanye dropped the song, be like, oh, me and Taylor might still have sex. I mm-hmm. made that bitch famous. And then he like put a weird wax version of her in his music video.
What did that have to do with Kim?
So Taylor said, she released a statement after that came out. And like, I never consented to him using my name or my likeness or whatever. But then Kim leaked a secretly recorded phone call between Kanye and Taylor,
yeah.
Where he was like, oh, I'm gonna like say this like about you in the song, but it was like slightly different
yeah.
Like a different tone, and like on the phone Taylor was like, oh, okay, like I'm cool with that, but it was different from the final version. But Kim leaked that to be like, see, she was lying.
She was defending her man.
And then Kim started the whole, like, you know how Taylor has, like, snake imagery for a reputation? Mm-hmm. That was because Kim tweeted, like, happy National Snake Day. Like, they have a holiday for everyone these days. And it was, like, direct. It was, like, subtweet at Taylor.
Those two having beef is so interesting
to
me.
So random. So Taylor was basically, like, Taylor was still not over it. This happened, like, 2016.
Oof. Is the song good?
It's okay.
Ooh.
Not one of my faves, but.
Damn. Maybe Kim will release a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the best case scenario. Billionaires fighting over like via song lyrics is better than them like nuking the country. So,
well, girl, that's happening also at the same time. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it for me.
Let me check my list. Hold on.
The only thing that happened to me this week was that album.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about those. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening,
thank
y'all.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for putting up with our weird microphone problems. We're going to continue to work it out.
Yeah, we're just getting better
for
every
my
day.
Sanity above all else. If you liked this episode, oh my God.
Thank you so
guys.
Much.
Go ahead and share with a friend, first mm-hmm. and foremost. Second, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe if you haven't already.
Yep.
We have social medias mm-hmm. at NoFucksPod, NoFuqsPod on TikTok, Instagram, Threads. We're going to be posting our full summer bucket lists
right.
on our Instagram. And please let us know what your summer bucket list items are. I feel like this is a fun way to like, you know, celebrate summer and just like make the most out of your time. Just live your life.
Just live your life.
The legs were like putting up a little like fight. Yeah. Try your best to be happy. Yeah.
Is that everything?
I think that's everything.
We put out episodes every other Tuesday, mm-hmm. unless one of us breaks an ankle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fierce. Okay, cute.
Okay, great.
I think on that note, I don't have any follow-up questions.
I don't think I have any follow-up questions either.
Let's go get Margs.
Hey, bye.